on. I don't turn them on. That's done by the city.
Yeah. Okay. Do you ever say good day?
Yes.
When
you start to leave.
Good just day. Anytime?
Well, I guess it would. I would think so. That's a word I don't hardly ever use. I'll say bye-bye or something like that.
Okay, what would you say when you were saying goodbye when you were leaving somebody's house at night?
Well, good night.
Okay.
Well, hello, we're still going to school.
If a man had to get up and start work before the sun came into sight, you say he had to start work before?
Early, before daylight.
Or before sun?
Sunrise.
Okay. And you say he worked until?
Till after dark.
Or until sun?
Sunset.
Okay. You say, the sun, what, at 6 o'clock this morning?
It was full.
Or the sun?
Shone out beautifully
at
6. Daylight. It's daylight.
Okay. If you ask what time did the sun rise, you say that the sun
rose this morning at so-and-so.
Okay. And you say, we were a little late this morning. When we got outside, the sun had already?
Had already come up.
Or had already
arisen.
Okay. And you say, today is Tuesday, so Monday was
the first day of the week.
Tuesday is today, Monday was
tomorrow.
Okay, or not tomorrow, but
in the morning.
Yeah, backwards.
That's right.
Tuesday is today, so Monday was
yesterday.
Okay. If somebody came here, not last Sunday, but
Sunday before last.
What would you call that, Sunday?
Well,
Sunday before last?
Week before last or Sunday before last.
What if someone was going to leave, say, not this Sunday, but the Sunday?
Next Sunday.
The Sunday after that? Would you use another expression?
Sunday week.
Okay. And if someone stayed from the 1st until the 15th, you'd say that he stayed about?
Till the middle of the month.
Okay. Would you use the word fortnight?
Well, I don't know that I've ever used it, but I've heard it and know that it is proper, all right.
Probably read it and stuff.
That's right.
Okay, if you wanted to know the time of day, you'd ask somebody.
What time do you have?
Okay, any other expression? Just what time?
Yes, what time is it?
Okay.
Through the night, my little roommate will say, Miss, what time is it? And I'll pull the light on and tell her I keep my watch on through the night. She doesn't wear a watch.
Why do you wear that? Is that a copper
This is a... My nephew said me one day that he had arthritis. And I said, well, George, what cured you? He didn't say. He got up and went and got this brass band and put on my arm 6-7 years ago. See, it makes it black. I have to wash it, but I have not one sign of arthritis or anything. And you would think after all these breaks, I would be developing it. But now I'm working before I get that set up. I'll pull my fingers every morning. They tell me it's calcium in the joints that causes arthritis, and I do not have one bit of that. And I wonder if that has anything to do with it. I didn't have any sign now of arthritis when he went and got this, and he was well, and he didn't say it cured him or anything. He said, Aunt Belle, put this on. And in the mornings, I have to just take soap and just get that off. And before I came out here, I perspire, so I took Kleenex and dammed it and got all this off, but it just comes back. I don't know why it's brass, copper or whatever. What it is. Now, I don't know whether that has anything to do with me not having arthritis or not, but the average person my age has that. I find that every day. There's a little woman been in the room with me today. She's all drawn, her fingers, she can't use them, and her feet, she's pitiful, just pathetic. And it's arthritis.